Perek Yud, Mishnah Beis. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Nos non lachavero, give it to your friend. So give what to your friend? What's going on over here? The Kahat explains as follows. Besofa Mishnah Gedemas Lamanu, at the end of the previous Mishnah, we had learned that if a person finds tefillin in the field on Shabbos, and in the case where you're afraid to bring it into your home, because it's a time of Shmad, the government's gonna, you know, hunt you down if you have tefillin. So we said that what do? You cover it up, you just leave it where it is, right? But if you're afraid because of thieves, if it's because of thieves, just hang out there till Shabbos is over and then collect them, right? But if you're afraid of thieves, right, we didn't permit you to bring it into your house right then. You have to stay there till after Shabbos and then bring it home. So if you're afraid of thieves are going to come, let's say, for example, in a case where there's big piles of tefillin and you got to wait till it gets dark, and you don't want to wait there all around, you don't want to wait there around all alone because you're afraid that thieves will, you know, attack you. So we had mentioned bring it to your home by walking less than Dalaramos and stopping, and that would be a permitted way to walk with the tefillin. So Rabbi Shimon is coming to tell us that he argues on that din, and he says there's a different approach. Rather, don't do this concept of, you know, walking less than Dalaramos, stopping, and then repeating that action over and over again until you get home. Because he's afraid that you may come to actually walk a full Dalaramos, then that's a problem. You can't do that on Shabbos. It's a Torah prohibition. So rather, what does he say? He says, take the tefillin and give it to a friend that's next to you within Dalaramos. Lechavero, lechavero, then the friend to the friend. And you could literally make a line of a few hundred people from this area to the house, keep on passing it from friend to friend, until you reach the first courtyard in the city, which is a guarded area, and put it over there. And like this, no one's really, you know, walking with it. They're all standing in place, passing it from friend to friend. And that's a better way to kind of, you know, get this fill into a safe place when you can't really carry on Shabbos. Whereas the Tanakhama of the previous Mishnah, he argues, and he says that that according to Rav Shimon, you're making a big piercing. Everyone's going to see what you're doing. And, you know, it's going to come to be mezalzel to desecrate Shabbos. People that don't know this halacha are going to just think that Shabbos is very, very lax, and they're not going to honor it properly. So it's better to do it the Tanakhama's way of walking, less than Dalaramos and stopping and repeating that over and over again than making this chain of people. Because when you're doing it on your own, you're not attracting too much attention. If you're doing it this way, you attract a lot of attention. People that don't know Hilcha Shabbos will see it as a bizarre, as if it's scorning Shabbos. Okay. V'chein b'no, so to another case, if a person has a baby on Shabbos, he's in the middle of the field, so you can't carry the baby if there's no Erevah. So he says, Rav Shimon says, Nosan lachavero, 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 rafilomea. Pass the baby from friend to friend, even 100 people, until you get to a guarded area. Even though it's not good to be passing a kid from hand to hand, it's a newborn baby, right? Even though Rav Shimon holds that this is the better way to transport a baby on Shabbos rather than the method of walking less than Dalaramos, stopping and repeating, because of the gezeira that you might come to walk a full Dalaramos. Whereas again, the Tanakhama holds that no, in the case of a child that's born in the field, hold the baby, walk less than Dalaramos and stop, and then walk less than Dalaramos and stop till you get home, because of, you know, their opinion that they say that the other way will show us a desecration to Shabbos for people that don't know this particular halacha. And the Rambam actually paskins halacha like both of them. He says, "Eitz derech shirsa yasa, whichever one you want to do, you can do." Okay, that wraps up that. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Nos in adam chavis, if a person wants to give a barrel of water, lachavero to his friend, which is within his dalaramos, lachavero lachavero, and a friend to another friend, because each one can't." She'in kol echad matatzal, right? You can only walk with it dalaramos. So you keep giving it to a friend within your dalaramos area. You could bring it, afilu chutzutchum, you could get that water bottle even outside the entire border of the city, which could be more than 2,000 amos away. Right? So that's a lot of people. And they bring that up here like this. Let's just say, for example, there are people that are dwelling outside of the tchum, and they've got no water. So you're allowed to pass them water, you know, with this method, this barrel of water, where you give it from friend to friend, from friend to friend, until you reach all the way out to outside the tchum of the city. And the Gemara explains they were talking about over here that this barrel of water was actually, it was hefker. The barrel of water was ownerless. Why? Because the Yehuda holds that an item, which is hefker, is not kona shvisa, meaning it doesn't, you know, acquire its area on Shabbos, and therefore it's permitted to pass this barrel even outside of the tchum, outside the 2,000 amos of the city. But a barrel that was owned by a specific owner, the halacha is, that just like your animal and your utensils are like, you know, we look at it as like the feet of a person, right? Can't make your animals work on Shabbos because they're like an extension of you. So too, your animals and your utensils cannot leave, you know, on Shabbos, or on Yom Tov outside the area where the actual owner can't go. So the owner can't go outside the border, and neither can his animals or his utensils or this barrel. So therefore, you wouldn't be able to bring the barrel outside of the tchum on Shabbos. So it has to be a barrel which is hefker, which no one owns. Right, so if it's a hefker barrel, so then it's permitted to do it. Okay, they just repeat that over here. All right. Umbrulo. So they responded to Rabbi Yehuda. No, this barrel should not go yotim miragli bala more than the feet of the bialim, of the owner. Meaning, the Gemara explains like this. Who's the umbrulo? The umbrulo is Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who holds that the chefze hefker, an item of hefker, even an item of hefker, is also kind of shvisa b'mkoma, and also acquires its area where it is on Shabbos. And this is what the Mishnah means, that lo tahalach zu yotim miragli bala, that the barrel shouldn't go further than the actual person. Kolomar, just like the barrel, it's like a barrel that has an owner, can't go further than the owner, so they can't leave the tchum, which is the 2,000 amos. Even a barrel of hefker can't even leave the tchum, because Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri argues on the concept to differentiate between a barrel owned by someone and a barrel which is ownerless. And therefore, behold, even by a barrel which is ownerless, it can't leave the border, it can't leave the tchum of Shabbos. But we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, which is a lot more logic to his svara than Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, and we are lenient. Moving right along to Mishnah Gimel. Hayakoyab Korab a Sefer. If a person is reading from a Sefer, in those days a Sefer was like a Megillah, it was like a long scroll. It wasn't like a book in like we have modern times. And it's important to know this for the different steps that the Mishnah is going to come to. So Hayakoyab a Sefer, if a person is reading a Sefer, ala Eskufa. Eskufa is like the Sviftan, like this area in front of his house. And he's standing on this area right in front of his house, and he's reading the Sefer. And then all of a sudden, this Galangal Sefer Miyadu, the Sefer rolls out from his hand, right? He's still holding one end of it, but the other end rolls out, and it goes into a Rishus Harabim. Golo Etzlo, you can roll it back to himself. Mutilo Liglos Sefer, you can roll the Sefer back to himself. Well, since it didn't fall all the way out of his hand, but he's still holding onto one end. So he's standing on this miftan, his sefer rolls out of his hand, he's still holding one end, the other end is rolling into the Rosh Hashanah, he could roll it back to himself. And the Gemara, the Kath explains as follows, that this is going to be according to the Gemara, the way Abai understands it. They were talking about in our Mishnah where this askufa, it has the same din as this askufa, this miftan, this, you know, this area in front of your home, has the same din as a karmelis, right? A karmelis, we said that this askufa has a width of 4 tvachim, it has a height which is less than 10 tvachim, but more than 3 tvachim. So this area is like a karmelis, it's a rabbinic area. And in front of it, we said that there's a Rosh Hashanah, a public domain. And the Mishnah is coming to teach you that if the Sefer rolled out from your hand, right, even though it fell into the Rosh Hashanah, become welcome, nevertheless, since you're still holding the other end, it's permitted to roll it up back to yourself from the Rosh Hashanah into a karmelis, because the prohibition of bringing something from a Rosh Hashanah to a karmelis is only rabbinic. It's not like you're going from a Rosh Hashanah to a Rosh Hashanah, public to private. It's from a public to a rabbinic area, to a karmelis. And in the case of going from a Torah area, Rosh Hashanah, to a karmelis, rabbinic area, since it's only rabbinic, in order to, you know, save the honor of the Sefer, which is, you know, sprawled out, hanging from over there, we say that even the Chatchila, initially, you can roll it back to yourself for the honor of the scroll. And it's also important to know that the Brisa says that Dafka Meskagel, that's only if it rolled, when it rolled out, it's still within Dalat Amos of you. You can roll it next to you, you can roll it back. Aval, if it rolled out, further than Dalat Amos, then what you should do is Hofcho Alaksav, meaning turn it so that the letters face the wall, or face the floor, and not facing the public. So that it shouldn't be in a bizarre, it shouldn't be in a scornful way. And then just leave it there. Why? Why do we differentiate how far it rolled out? Because if it rolled out too much, we're afraid that you might just drop the whole thing from your hand, then you're going to want to pick it up, and you'll carry Dalet Amos, Nosh Rabim, and that would be a Torah prohibition. So only if it was within Dalet Amos, when it rolled out, you can roll it back. But if it was out of Dalet Amos, then just leave it the way it is, turn it on its back so that the letters face the floor, so it's not just rolled out, and then after Shabbos, come and collect it. Next case. So Yekayre Barosh HaGag, if he's reading on top of a roof, and the roof is, you know, tilted towards Rosh HaRabim. So the roof is like Rosh HaYachid, and now it's being tilted towards Rosh HaRabim. When it's Gagal Sefer Miyado, then the Sefer rolled out from his hand into the airspace of the Rosh HaRabim, but you're still holding on to one end. So if it didn't reach within 10 Tfachim, meaning the Rosh HaRabim is Rosh HaRabim from the floor and up 10 Tfachim. So if the Sefer didn't reach 10 Tfachim yet, it's still in the air, right above 10 Tfachim, then go a little less, so you can roll it back to yourself, because it didn't really enter the Rosh HaRabim yet, it's still above 10 Tfachim from the ground of the Rosh HaRabim. But Mishigilas Ar Tfachim, once it reaches 10 Tfachim or lower to the ground, then also it's prohibited to roll it up back to yourself, because then you're going from a Rosh HaRabim, not to just an Eskufa to a rabbinic area, but from an act to an actual Rosh HaYachid, which is this roof. And that would be prohibited. And that would be prohibited, even though you're holding the other end in your hand. So what do you do in this case? In this case, Hovchu Al Ksav, turn the Sefer on its letters, that the letters face the wall, so it shouldn't be, again, in a scornful way, and then just leave it there till after Shabbos. And the Gemara explains that we're talking about a case where the wall is actually slanted, and the Rosh HaShalah Sefer, the end of the Sefer that you dropped, right, you're still holding one end, but the other end actually rested on a bleat, on a part of the wall which is sticking out. So therefore, if it's above 10 tfachim from the ground, we say, since that area is not like Rosh HaYachid, rather it's it's the Makom Patur, it's like this no man's land, so it's permitted to roll it back to yourself. Avlam Noach HaSefer, if the Sefer rested on the blita, on the sticking out part of the wall, which is not 10 tfachim tall from the ground, either it's 10 tfachim or it's less than 10 tfachim, so then we look at it, not that it's just resting on the wall, but it's resting in the actual Rosh HaRabim. And therefore, it's prohibited to roll it back to yourself, because then you'd be going from Rosh HaRabim into a Rosh HaYachid. Masha'en came by the Iskufa, which was mentioned earlier, by this, you know, this platform in front of your home, which was an area of a Carmelis, that they permitted for you to roll it back to yourself, because since it's only a Carmelis, then, you know, it's only rabbinic, and in a rabbinic area, we said, for this honor of the scroll, roll it back to yourself, and it would be okay. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Afilu ein mesulk min haaretz ela kmo machat." Even if the sefer that fell down, it falls down to the ground, and it's only hovering above the ground like the thickness of a needle, he says, since it didn't rest in the Rosh HaRabim entirely, goyloy esplay is permitted for you to roll it up back to yourself, not a problem. And the Gemara actually explains that our whole Mishnah really is Rabbi Yehuda. This is missing part of the Mishnah, which should be later on, which would read like this. One of these words said that when it reaches 10 tfachim or less, that you have to turn it on its side. We said that's all about Kaisel Meshufa by a slanted wall. Because since it actually rested on the wall, part of the wall which is sticking out, so then we look at it as if it's in the Rosh HaRabim, and therefore you have to turn it on its side. Aval, but in a Kaisel, on a wall which is not Meshufa, it's totally flat, then you could just roll it back to yourself. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda says, even if it's just, you know, above the floor by a needle, as long as it wasn't resting on the wall, the slanted wall, right? It was a totally straight wall, and it's just hovering above the ground by a needle's space, then we say you can roll it back to yourself, that's not a problem. And then the final, Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says, Afilu ba'aretz asmal, even if it fell on the ground itself. Mamash on the ground. Go, let's low. He says it's permitted for you to roll it back, even if it's from Rosh HaRabim to Rosh HaYachid. Why? She'ein lach davar mishum shvus. Because since this prohibition is only rabbinic, we'll explain why in a second. Omen bifnei kisvei kodesh. We don't have any rabbinic ruling stand in front of the kisvei kodesh, the holy scrolls. Meaning, since the bezayon, the scornfulness of the scrolls, klamish bezayon kisvei kodesh is doche iser shvus. The bezayon of a sefer pushes off a rabbinic prohibition. So too over here, since Rosh HaEcha, since at the end of the day you're still holding one of the ends of the scroll. The whole thing didn't fall into the Rosh Rabbim. Only part of it fell into the Rosh Rabbim. So on a Torah level, you could bring it back to you. But what happened? The Chum were afraid that you might, you know, drop it and you might start carrying the Rosh Rabbim. So that's only a gzeira. If I'm still holding it, I can roll it back even if it's hitting the ground, says Rav Shimon. Why? There's no Torah prohibition, even if it's from the roof, which was Rosh Hashanah Yachid. That's just a Carmelist, Rosh Hashanah Yachid. And you're rolling it back from the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, then Mama hit the ground. He says it's fine. Because the Torah prohibition is only if I dropped it entirely. And there was a gzeira that I might drop it entirely and I'll start carrying Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. As long as I'm still holding one end, we don't apply this gzeira, because if we don't apply an gzeira, in place of, you know, desecrating the Sfarim, so therefore he'll be so lenient to say that even if it hits the ground, and even if you're coming from a Shushiyach to a Shushirabim, like in the case of the roof, it's permitted to bring it back to you, because as long as you're still holding it, the only problem will be a rabbinic decree of lest you drop it and start carrying it a Shushirabim, and for the honor of this farm, we don't have that concern.